If you're a fan of immersive audio fiction, you won't want to miss out on these shows from Pakhal Media. The Madness of Chartrullian.
Will this world accept my vision of the future? Or is all of this a mistake?
The Nebulous Saga.
You killed my family.
They killed mine.
And for 10 years, I have been making the Alliance pay.
Tales for Howling at the Full Moon.
It is not my worth that brings me here. It is my calling.
Another day, another chosen one.
To learn more about our shows and find out how to support independent creators, visit PakhalMedia.com.
Welcome to Tales for Howling at the Full Moon, a microfiction anthology podcast with stories ranging from the weird to the whimsical and featuring many of Pakhal Media's good friends and collaborators. The episodes are flash produced and feature stories prompted by and released during the full moon. We've had a little sampling of everything weird so far in this anthology, and this one might be our cheekiest, and it's also the first one presented as, yep, a rock ballad. This month's Buck Moon episode, aptly titled The Ballad of Buck Moon, comes from Drew Froman, the creator of Human Begone. And if you haven't listened to Human Begone yet, I can't recommend it enough. It's framed as a reality show that follows the employees of Human Begone, an ethical human relocation company, and you guessed it, the characters are robots. Highly dysfunctional yet lovable robots. If you like a heavy dose of comedy with your sci-fi and a relentless barrage of fake commercials and technology puns, the show is definitely for you. There's simply nothing like it, so after you listen to Buck Moon, I highly encourage you to follow the link in the show notes and give it a listen. Here is the Ballad of Buck Moon.
This here's a story I like to call The Ballad of Buck Moon. Now this ain't your regular story on account of the fact that at the beginning of this yarn, Buck Moon don't quite exist yet, excepting as a phenomenon of celestial mechanics. This story starts with a young man named Johnny, what grew up in the primordial woods of West Virginia. Johnny had a dream that weren't common around these parts. See, from the first time he heard Chuck Berry music on his ma's old Victrola radio, Johnny got himself to hankering to be the biggest rock and roll star the world done ever seen. Thing was, Johnny couldn't much sing. He weren't too special to look at. And on the guitar, Johnny couldn't play as much as a bar chord without it sounding all muffled and janky-like. Johnny had a dream, and he was going to chase that dream no matter what. It was a hot July night, as I recall, and the moon was bigger and brighter than Johnny had ever seen before. It seemed to almost put a spell on him, because next thing you know, Johnny finds himself walking right into those West Virginia woods, aiming straight for that full moon. He walked and he walked, till it came up over a ridge and saw the biggest, most majestic buck these woods done ever seen. Johnny took a step back and stepped on a twig. The buck raised his mighty head, and Johnny saw those magnificent antlers silhouetted by that moon, which was so big it seemed to take up the whole night sky. That's when Johnny made his wish. To be the biggest rock and roll star in the whole wide world. It was almost dawn by the time Johnny got back home. The magic had kind of left him, and he was feeling a mite silly, truth be told. He walked up the rickety stairs to his rundown apartment above Rascal's Pool Hall. He opened his apartment door, and there he saw something what sent a chill down Johnny's spine. There, in the middle of the room, slung over his guitar case, illuminated by the last of the moonlight, a pair of buckskin pants with long leather fringes. Johnny put on those buckskin pants with the long leather fringes. They were just a little tight in all the right places. A feeling come over Johnny. He picked up his guitar and played a bar chord G. It came out just as fuzzy and janky as ever. But then, Johnny caught a look at himself in his full-length mirror. He checked out his behind in those buckskin pants with the long leather fringes. Firm, but still rugged. Perky, but with a certain come-hither quality. And right there and then, Johnny knew the world was about to fall in love with a hot new rock and roll star, what went by the name of Buck Moon.
Buck Moon rising, got a dream in his sights, see his name up in lights, Buck Moon.
It weren't long before Johnny, Buck Moon, was on the cover of all the biggest rock and roll magazines and selling out stadiums all across this great land of ours. He squeezed out an album with the help of a couple of hired guns. His second single, Rise and Spirit, had a cup of coffee in the top 40. But it was his appearances on the television that made Buck Moon a bona fide rock and roll star. He played every show on the circuit, swaying back and forth with those tight buckskin pants with the long leather fringes, playing his campfire chords. And wouldn't you know it, America swayed on with him, hanging on his every sachet and shimmy, waiting for the song's big finish, when Buck Moon would raise his guitar, spin himself around, and show the world that little slice of heaven in them buckskin pants.
Buck Moon shining, got an ass that people love, buckskin pants fit like a glove, Buck Moon.
Buck Moon, he was on top of the world at that point. Truth be told, he got caught up in the lifestyle. Limousines, photo shoots, parties, and drugs. Not the devil's powder, something even worse. Marijuana. That's because whenever Buck Moon got high on the devil's lettuce, he got himself a case of the munchies something fierce. And it weren't long before Buck Moon couldn't fit into his buckskin pants with the long leather fringes. Wasn't long after that, the record company stopped returning his calls. And the concerts, they moved from stadiums to music halls down to, well, it was about that point Buck Moon found out his accountant had taken all the money and absconded off to one of them sunny islands with the funny names. A couple months after that, Buck Moon found himself living in his sister's attic in Rochester, New York.
Buck Moon falling, too many fast cars and deep fried Mars bars, Buck Moon.
Johnny stayed with his sister for a couple odd years. He eventually moved out and got himself a job in Monroe's Mini Mart. The years turned into decades, and Buck Moon turned back into Johnny, who turned into an old man with type 2 diabetes. But things have a funny way of coming back around, and that's just what happened to old Johnny. Turns out one fateful day, a kid in Guatemala posted a TikTok of himself riding a unicycle to the tune of Rising Spirit. And wouldn't you know it, but that TikTok up and went viral. And suddenly, the whole world wanted to know, where on God's green earth is Buck Moon?
Buck Moon rising, he's coming back around, can't keep that spirit down, Buck Moon.
Just like that, everyone wanted Buck Moon. On their YouTube, in their commercials. But Johnny, he weren't ready for prime time just yet. So he hired his niece, who worked as a fitness instructor in nearby Fairport. Over the next few weeks, Johnny, he worked harder than he ever done work before. Got himself on a strict paleo diet. In about a month, wouldn't you know it, Johnny could squeeze himself into those buckskin pants with the long leather fringes. Long as he didn't take a breath. One Tuesday night, Buck Moon found himself in front of the bright lights again, on the biggest late-night television talk show in the land. Buck Moon played his TikTok hit. He shimmied and he swayed. And the audience swayed right along with his buckskin pants with the long leather fringes. Everything was right with the world. Then it was time for the big finish. Buck Moon raised his guitar, turned around, cocked those famous hips. And that's the exact moment Buck Moon came to a realization that a pair of 40-year-old suede buckskin pants with long leather fringes needs a certain amount of tender love and care, else the material turns brittle and easy to rip. 59 million American families lost their innocence that night on account of they got an up close and personal look at Johnny's
Buck Moon showing all the lights, making him shiny, lighting up that wrinkled hiney. Buck Moon.
Buck Moon's appearance raised one heck of a brouhaha, as you can well reckon. Especially amongst the type of folks what run church bake sales and child advocacy groups. Quick as grease lightning, all those tours and appearances had done been booked. Well, they got unbooked. And Buck Moon was Johnny once again, serving late night hot dogs to liquored up vagrants in Rochester, New York. After a time, Johnny took a drive back to that forest in West Virginia. But it's a plaza development now. So Johnny had himself a country fried steak at the Tudor's, extra biscuits, and dessert. Then on the way home, he stopped into a Sheetz and got himself a Milky Way fun size bag for the drive home. A couple months later, Johnny tried to put those buckskin pants with the long leather fringes up on the Craigslist, but it said he already made an account. So we typed in his favorite password that he uses for everything. But it said that ain't the password, so we clicked make a new password, and when he tried to use the old password for that password, it said he can't use an old password even though it just said he didn't have a password. And it was around that point Johnny said screw it and ate himself a box of Atkins bars.
Buck Moon fading, but your legend will live on, cause of that badonkadonk, Buck Moon.
Buck Moon featured the vocal and musical talents of Drew Frohman from Human Begone. Again, go listen to it right now. The link to the show is in your show notes. Opening music was provided by Alexander Miller. See you next full moon.